I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Ah, you can't go wrong with Ron Burgundy. Hey, what's up? It's Duff. It's another episode of Duff Uncensored. Hope you're having a great day. You know, I used to be huge into whiskey, but I've kind of walked away from it a little bit. I feel like I need to get back into it. And I want to try a good scotch. I love the Suavecito tequila. That opened my eyes to tequila being actually delicious. I need to get a bottle of that. I need a bottle of scotch and a good bottle of whiskey. Although I do have some whiskey up in my cabinets. Anyway, you don't care. I should have hammered a bunch of those before I got into this episode. Anyway, hey, what's up? How's it going? Hope you're having a great day. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Jad's Mile High Smoke and, of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. They got every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. And when the game's over, get on over to their online casino and get in the game of blackjack or poker, or you could even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Go to betonline.ag right now and get in on all the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So, it's funny. I'm not doing headlines today because we're on vacation. I'm actually, by the time I get this, I'm probably, by the time this posts, I'm probably driving home at this time. But one thing I put out there is like, what are some things that you guys would want me to talk about? So the previous episodes I recorded the week prior, I did 5 episodes in one day. You guys had no idea. Had no idea. Oblivious. You're so oblivious to everything. Just kidding. So I was like, what are some things? Because I didn't want to do headlines because they'd be way out of date by the time I got to them. Plus, I kind of ran out. Kind of ran out when you're trying to do them all in one day. So somebody said, can you talk more about your work history and some of the funny things that happened to you in work? And then I have some other stuff that you guys suggested as well. So it's funny because obviously a lot of people know me of being in radio, working at 104.3 The Fan for 18 plus years. A lot of fun, really, you know, opened my eyes to what radio can be and how much fun it can be. There's ups and downs, like in any industry, but it was great because I've worked with so many amazing people, whether it was Scott Hastings, Alfred Williams, Mark Schlereth, Mike Evans, Mike Pritchard, Chad Brown, so many great people. I guess D-Mac, ugh, gross, just feels naughty to say it. But so many great people. I met so many great comedians and so many great athletes along the way. John Elway touched my shoulders. Can't say that enough. He knew my name. Still get weak in the knees when I think about it. Still do. But that was just radio. And I'll get back into radio in a second. But before that, my first job was at Safeway in Broomfield. And it's really sad to me because that store used to be on 120th and Main Street in Broomfield. If you drive by, as of right now, as of like last week when I drove by it, nothing has been in there. It's been closed down, I want to say, for like 5-6 years where nothing has been put into. They closed the store and it's vacant. It's sad because at one point, that was one of the top stores in the company. And then it just fell apart for, I don't know why. Probably because I left. I don't know. I just like to assume that I have that effect on things. I'm there. It's great. When I leave, it's crap. Okay. It gets me through the day. Right. But it's kind of sad. But I worked there a lot. For almost 3 years, and I did everything you could imagine, whether it was, you know, pushing in carts, which was actually a lot of fun. Great way to stay fit and because we didn't use those little, you know, those little wussy machines that help you push it in. We use our own solid muscle. We did. Oh, it's fun. We used to see how many carts you could push in at one time. And then all the other courtesy clerks and sometimes the checkers, the cashiers, would be watching too. And they'd be counting, be like, okay, Scott got 30. And then somebody else would come over and be like, ah, oh, Tony got like, you know, 35. You dick type of thing. It was fun. No wonder why those grocery cart wheels were all jacked up. Because we were the ones fucking them up. So it was a lot of fun there. It was a great job. I did that. I was a checker. I wasn't a fast checker. I just tried to be an efficient checker. My goal was to be in balance at the end of the shift. So I remember there'd be times, Scott, you're 50 cents off. And I'm like, what? That's bull. No. They're like, no, it's fine. So-and-so was off like $5. It's like, I don't care. I'm not so-and-so. Like, you know, you try to take pride in whatever you can take pride in. So I did that. I worked in dairy for a week, and I was terrible at it. And that was because I was on my last leg over there. I worked in floral department. Floral department was actually a lot of fun. It was just a great place. And at one time, I did computer installations for Safeway. But one of the funnier stories from I've shared this before, when I worked at Safeway, and I shared this story with my son last night, and he was cracking up. And if you haven't heard, I'll go through it real quick. I was putting up a display of, I believe it was applesauce, in the middle of the entryway. And I didn't realize that the boxes, because I had my box cutter, I didn't realize the boxes of these applesauces had extra corners, the reinforced corners. So they had extra cardboard on the corners. Well, I'm trying to go quick because I was going slow on something, and my boss comes over and she's like, you need to hustle it up, Scott. And I'm like, okay, fine. Get off my back. Jeez. I didn't say that. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. So I do it, and I did the one thing you're never supposed to do. I cut towards myself. Hindsight, so dumb. So dumb. So I'm trying to go fast, and I cut, and I'm cutting towards myself, and I think I had done a couple, so I must have forgot about the reinforced cardboard. The blade pops off the box and goes right into my leg, and it's a box cutter. It's a razor blade, and it goes, slices through my jeans and right into my leg, and I stand up, and I look, and I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't cut my leg. And then all of a sudden I see this blood just pouring like bleh, bleh, out of my pant hole. So I tell customer service, they rush me over along with the manager over to the floral department. And they're like, let's get his leg propped up so we can try to stop the bleeding. They did a really good job. They rushed into action, and I'm there, and I actually ended up, They had to look at it, and I wore cowboy jeans. I was wearing Wranglers. I was all balls and damn jeans. So they're like, Scott, you need to take off your jeans so we can look at it. We won't look. And I'm like, so I do it real quick, and then I put my leg back up, and I'm sitting there, you know, just in my underwear with my foot facing towards where, you know, towards where produce and everything is, right? And I'm sitting there, and then my boss comes back over, and she's like, she comes over and she grabs an apron and she puts it on my crotch, and she didn't like push it down. I'm like, oh, I got to put it there. No, she like draped it over me. She's like, Scott, you were just exposing everybody. She's like, you might want to remember how your mom said, don't wear underwear with holes in them. And she's like laughing. She's like, you just showed everybody your bits and pieces, essentially, is what she said. So I showed everybody at Safeway my nuts. It was funny. Ended up getting a few stitches. But that was a lot of fun working out there. One thing that we used to do at night that was a lot of fun that I just remembered, because that's where I met my wife, was working at Safeway. She worked there too. I was the seasoned veteran who took her under my wing and I mentored her. Next thing you know, boom, we're married. But we used to, if we worked till midnight, anybody worked till midnight, we would get in those electric carts, you know, for people that need them. We would test them out and we'd race around the store. It was so much fun. So much fun. Love that. Then I worked at Jamba Juice right after that. That was kind of fun too. It was originally Zooka Juice. Then it got bought out by Jamba Juice. I worked at the one off of Sheridan and basically 120th. And it's still there. It needs some fixing up because last time I was in there, I was like, ooh, this place has seen some better days. But anyway, listen, I'm just being honest with you. I'm not telling you any lies. Jeez, somebody from Jamba Juice was like, that's not fair. Well, fix your shit. Put some paint on the walls. You know, fix the bathroom. The bathroom was like, looks like something out of, like, you know, just the, I hate to say it, it's like the ghetto. It's just like nobody's been in there. Like a slumlord takes care of the place. Jesus. Anyway, that was a lot of fun working at Jamba Juice. At one point, for Broomfield Days, it's an annual like party in Broomfield where they have different companies parading around like in a parade and stuff like that. So for our parade, I had a Saturn. I used to drive a Saturn and we gussied it up essentially. We put some, you know, flowers on it and whatever. But I want to say four of us guys, my brother included, dressed up in banana costumes. These were like really good, legit. When you talk about the luxurious banana costumes, that's what we were in. Built for a king, and we wore them. They were really nice, to be honest. So our job was to kind of walk along the car, you know, say hi to people. Well, we ended up getting in trouble by corporate because, even though we won a trophy, we did. I don't remember what it was for. We won a trophy for our presentation and everything for our float. We got in trouble because I like saw my buddy on the parade route. I think it was a guy named Rich. And I went over. I'm in my banana costume and I run over to him and I just tackle him. And I got grass stain everywhere. And then my brother did something similar. Like, we're just like having a good old time. That's why we won. Okay. Listen, getting to first place and being on top, sometimes you got to get a little dirty. You do, Jamba Juice. You got to know. Got to know. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, but we had grass stains all over those banana costumes. So they weren't happy because they had to go take those to, you know, the dry cleaners or whatever. How awkward for them. Why did you get grass stains on these banana costumes? You don't want to know. Then after that, like, you know, I worked at, what was it, Quiznos. Almost got stabbed in the back once. I'm trying to tell you the most dramatic things. I almost got stabbed in the back because I was fixing a light in the kitchen and my general manager was standing behind me and she's talking to me. I didn't realize I'm on a ladder fixing the light and, you know, I get down from the ladder and I kind of just skip the last step and whew, I'm like, what is that cold thing on my side? She had been standing there talking to me with a knife, big old cutting knife. I don't know how, like 8 inches or so, however big those things are. You probably have one in your kitchen. She was sitting there talking to me with the blade essentially pointed at me. And when I dropped down, I could feel it pressing firmly against my side. She almost like stabbed me in the kidney. Oh my God. That's like knife safety 101. You don't point it out at anybody. If you have it in your hand, it should be facing down. Oh my God. We're like, what the fuck? That was bad. So stupid. Oh, I would have been so pissed. I also cut part of my thumb off out of Quiznos that is now a Jersey Mike's on 120th and Pecos. I cut part of my thumb off on that because I fell asleep while cutting the roast beef. Oh, that sucked. That was not fun. I worked at Subway, and some guy wanted to fight me because I told his wife or girlfriend that she had, if she wanted, she wanted like a whole container of olives just to be a bitch. She, because I put extra olives on there for her, way more than you're supposed to. And she's like, no, I want the whole thing. I was like, you want the whole bin of olives? Yeah, that's what I fucking said. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I'm going to charge you. I mean, you know, I'll have to go look up to see what it is and kind of work out the cost. But yeah, we can do that. She's like, no, I want it for free. I'm like, I'm not giving it to you for free. If you want something that extra, you're going to have to pay for it. So she gets pissed. She calls me every name. Keep in mind, I'm off of like, I want to say like 84th and Pecos working there. And it's at night. It's about 10 o'clock at night. She leaves in a huff. She's pissed. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to, what? I'm not going to just give you all that. It's fucking dumb. So then I want to say like 20 minutes later, her boyfriend comes back. Just him. And he is just pissed. He's like, you that motherfucker that was being a dick to my girlfriend or blah, 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 blah. I'm like, she wanted a whole bunch of extra stuff, but she didn't want to pay for it. I was like, I'm not going to lose my job over fucking olives. And it was one of those times where I was like, dude, no, fuck you. Don't be coming in here trying to threaten my, you know, well-being because of fucking olives. Eat a dick. So I'm like standing my ground and he's all, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll go over there and beat the shit out of you. And I'm like, go ahead. And I stand and I do like a side pivot to a security camera that's right pointed at the register. I was like, go ahead. Just know you're going to be famous. Something like that. And he's all, fuck you. And he leaves. So the next day, I'm telling my boss about it. She's all, Scott. Those cameras aren't real. I'm like, are you fucking serious? She's like, look at it. Really look at it. That's not even real. And sure as shit. It wasn't even like a real, they didn't even attempt to make it look real. When you actually looked at it, it was like the lens was so, you know, covered in grease and stuff from being there forever that even if it was real, you wouldn't be able to see anything. And then when you look at the alleged wires, it was just like colored like yarn or something like that. I'm like, I almost died last night. Oh my God. You fucking dicks. Why invest in a fake camera when you could just buy a real one? Especially nowadays, cameras are not that expensive. You could get like one or two for your business and it's not going to cost you much. But back then it still wasn't even that much. Oh, so pissed. So fucking pissed. That guy would have beat the snot out of me. Then all of a sudden I just switch a gear and I go all balls and rip the fucking tits off that motherfucker. Then, of course, when I worked at the radio station, I did a lot of cool things. One of the coolest things I did was I had the opportunity to fly a helicopter over the city of Westminster. So an experience I'll never forget because I am not a fan of heights. I am scared of heights. That is a fact. But when I got up there, it didn't matter. I was like, oh, yeah. Whatever. Everything down there is like the size of ants. It was weird. Like I had no fear when I was up there, but that was a cool experience because the guys like were way up there and he's like, all right, Scott, I showed you everything. You told me everything back. Go ahead and let's go ahead and hang left or whatever he said, bank, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm flying over Westminster. It was really freaking cool. And I'll never forget that. That was badass. A little bit scary, but ultimately, once you get to a certain height, not that big of a deal at all. When I worked at the radio station, I got kicked by, at the time, he was an active UFC fighter. And for a video, he kicked me in the leg. And it probably wasn't as hard as it could have been. But he kicked me in the leg, and oh my God, that thing fucking hurt. His name is Luke Cadilla. He's actually one of the managers for Justin, what is his last name? I can never say his last name. The Colorado guy. Guthrie? I can't remember how you say his last name, and I feel bad, but he kicked me in the leg. Luke kicked me in the leg, and it fucking hurt so bad. And then, of course, the biggest thing that happened when I was at the radio station was I got my ribs broken by Mark Schlereth. What have you done today? Didn't get your ribs broken by a 3-time Super Bowl champion, have you? Have you? No, you haven't. So that was a lot of fun. That's kind of my work history in a nutshell. Obviously, you can throw in there, I was a traffic reporter for 9 News as a fill-in. I did that a few times. That was a lot of fun. I remember the first time I had to fill in on 9 News as a traffic reporter. The guy is like, do you want to go on camera and do this? Or do you just want to be do the voiceover for it? I'm like, I'm not going on camera. I'm already nervous enough. And the guy was really cool. I got to be honest. The nicest group of people that I've worked with in the media might be at 9 News. Great group of people. Even when I kind of worked with the people at Channel 4 as a traffic producer, they were super nice too. I can't really say anything bad about them. But 9 News was fun. I remember meeting Nick Carter, who is a longtime weather guy, and I was so in awe of him that I got lost for words when I started talking to him. I was like, oh, Nick Carter, me, Scott. It was so cool. And then I was sharing this with my son last night too. I said it was really weird. Growing up, I used to listen to KYGO all the time, 98.5 KYGO. Listen to them. That was my station. I loved country music, especially back then. Not so much now. But I remember at one time I called in when Garth Brooks released his Fresh Horses album. Paul Donovan was the late night host, and he had people calling in. Hey, what are your thoughts on the new song, She's Every Woman, blah, 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 blah. And he did like a montage of listeners that called in, and I was one of the people that he used like a soundbite from, right? So fast forward however many years, I'm doing traffic reports, and it was really kind of neat. And I used to have the soundbite somewhere. I might still have it somewhere, of me doing a traffic report on KYGO, but this time Paul Donovan's working the mid shift, and he's like, all right, it's time to check the roads out there, and it's Sky Rover traffic, whatever. Here's Scott DeHuff. Scott, how are things looking? Well, Paul, blah, blah, blah. And it was just kind of cool. Like, you know, I go from a kid listening to him, and he's working at the station, and then goes to me in starting my radio career, and he and I are interacting. It was really neat. It was really neat. That was a cool moment. I'm sure he doesn't remember it because he's, you know, I don't even know if he's at KYGO anymore, but it was really cool, really neat experience. Hey, you know what's a great experience too is Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So go ahead and swing by Jad's Mile High Smoke, and you can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like, and then take the rest home. They have everything from, like I said, flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. It's a great environment in there. You go in there and they got 7 big screen TVs. You could do a watch party there, or maybe just hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. Maybe play some Nintendo Switches. They got those available to rent. They got board games, playing cards, cool stuff like that. They got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. Such a great place to just go chill. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. Jad's Mile High Smoke, it's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. Another thing. This came in from multiple requests from there was Adam, Kate, and Devin. And I think there might have been one more. I apologize if I didn't mention your name. They basically, the gist of all of them was, could you go through again with some of your favorite and maybe some stories that you haven't been able to share yet of ghost stories? Because that's kind of the things I've sprinkled in here and there, especially at the beginning of this podcast, when this podcast began back, 3 years ago? Well, it's interesting because I want to say, and for my Halloween episodes, I always play that audio of my dad who was going through Denver Seminar, and he shares the story of some of the weird, unexplainable things that happened to him. And maybe I'll do that again this October again, but I'll leave that stuff out. But as a kid, I really don't remember anything until I was about 7 years old, and that's when I moved into a house in Inglewood, Colorado. And it was this small little house that had a mother-in-law suite in the back of it, and I want to say that's where the landlords lived. I think that's the way it was. But my dad had passed away 2 years prior, so it was just my mom, my sister, my brother, and I living in the house. So it had a basement and two bedrooms upstairs. My brother and I had the open basement, and we just had our beds down there. So it was kind of like a big one bedroom in the basement area. And on the other side of where he and I slept was there was a wall, but there was on the other side of that wall was the washer and dryer. So that house had just a creepy vibe. It was very old, but there was a lot of weird things that would happen in there. And some of the more significant things that happened was my brother and I were sleeping, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, we heard essentially, my wife's going to be mad because she's working upstairs, but this is what I heard. Right? I guarantee you she's going to come down, or she's going to send me a text. What was that? Because I hit the wall. But it was on the washer and dryer. So it was really, you know, you had that aluminum type, you know, soft metal sound, and scared the shit out of us when we ran upstairs. There was a constant, I don't know how to explain that one, because there was nobody in there. Nobody was in the basement with us. My sister and my mom were upstairs. My brother was sound asleep in his bed next to mine. So I don't know how to explain that one. That's weird. Also, at that house, the drawer set up, we found this out later from the people that owned the place. Their grandma, Goldie, used to live there. And she actually died in that house. And so my mom one day brought up to them, it's really weird. We have the silverware in this drawer, but every other day or so, I don't know how it's happening, but it's going over, they end up in the other drawer. And then somehow the lady's just like, well, that's where my mom used to keep them, is in that drawer. So we're like, what the fuck? So somehow, allegedly, that was happening, where the silverware was moving from one drawer to the other drawer. Wouldn't that be weird to walk in on that? Like, you see a ghost thing, and she's just like, no, it goes over here. This is bullshit. God, I lived here too long. You are not putting the silverware over here. Every time I go to make a tea or get some cereal, I need a spoon. It's supposed to be over here, but it's over there now? No. Like, she's just sitting there all pissed, just bitching and complaining because the silverware's not where it's supposed to be. Don't know how to explain that one, other than that maybe one of us did it either to be mischievous or somebody did it in their sleep. That's the only thing I could think of. My mom claims that she saw a lady sleeping next to her one day when my mom was taking a nap. She woke up and she felt like someone was laying next to her. And then she looked over, she saw the indent, and then all of a sudden she briefly saw something manifest, and it looked like an older woman. My sister had a hamster in kind of like an aquarium type cage, where so it was like glass. And she's in there in her room. All of a sudden she hears a tap on the glass, and then the hamster goes from playing like it got scared shitless, and then it just keeled over and died. I shouldn't laugh, but that's fucked up. So that was that house. There's a lot. There's probably a lot more. I want to talk to my mom about it and just write some stories down for when we go into the October era of the year in, I don't know why I said era, but time frame of the year, so we can do some ghost stories. Those are always fun to talk about. At the house that my wife and I first bought together, it's down in the, over in the Brighton area. There was one morning or one night, I'm trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I hear like a little girl speak. The only thing I could think of is probably like German. Clear as fucking day. And it sounds like it's coming from the end of my bed. And she says something. No clue what it is. No idea. Couldn't even repeat it to you. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look next to the right of me, and my dog Cole is next to me, and his head, he's like staring at that location where the sound's coming from. And he's doing that thing with his head where it just going sideways, like, what the fuck am I looking at? What is that? That's scary. It was weird. And then at that same house, I was going to the bathroom one afternoon. It's just me and the dogs in the house. My one dog, Logan, is outside of the restroom. I'm pooping with the door open. I don't care. I'm the only one there. And I have a hanger on the doorknob. And I'm in there. I'm doing my time, right? And maybe in there for like a minute. And then all of a sudden, the hanger on the door handle just starts swinging back and forth. Not like a little. Like somebody was like almost to the point where if they pushed it a little bit harder, it would have gone all the way around. That much. To the point where I'm looking at it going, what the heck is going on? Because it's not like I just sat down and I may have bumped it. No, I'm sitting there for like a minute, and then all of a sudden that happens. The dog sits up because he's outside in the hallway, sits up and just is sitting there staring and doing that head turn thing where he's looking at it like, what is going on? And I remember going, really? I'm going to the bathroom. Can you not wait? It was so weird. So weird. Now, at this current house, I shared this not too long ago. I told you there was one time I heard my wife talking to me, and she wasn't even home. She's like, babe, how's it going? Or whatever she said. And then I'm like, hey, I didn't know you were home. And then come to find out, she's not upstairs. She's not anywhere. Her car's not even in the garage. She's not even, no idea where that came from. One of the weirdest and funniest things that happened, though, at this house, is before we had kids. And I brought this up to my wife last night, and she's like, it's so absurd and funny. We just don't know how to explain it. We're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, you know how, like, when you were little, you used to lick your palms of your hands, and then you'd just blow into your hands and make a nasty fart sound? That's what happened. All of a sudden, from the corner of the room, a nasty-ass fart just gets ripped. And we just look at each other like, what in the hell was that? I don't know what it was. There was no animals. The dogs were both sleeping downstairs. It was just her and I in the room. It wasn't like a creak of the house. It was a wet, juicy, nasty fart. And to be honest, when I listen to that and think about it, I'm like, that's perfect. That's a great idea. If ghosts are truly real, that's what I want to do to people. I want to be ripping nasty farts and then, like, people getting confused, or people start pointing the finger, be like, dude, I heard that. That wasn't me. Oh, yeah, it must have been a ghost. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. It was so weird. About a month ago, I was having trouble sleeping, so I went down and I was laying on the couch, and I'm like, you know, just one of those nights I can't get my brain to shut off, and I'm, you know, mindlessly searching or scrolling through social media, and then all of a sudden I hear creaks on the door or on the floorboards right where it sounds like I thought my son was gonna sneak up on me. And I'm like, Jackson, you need to go back to bed. And then I hear creak again. So I'm like, dude, god dang it. So I get up and I look, nobody's there. I check on the security camera because we have a couple in the house too. And I'm like, nope, nobody was there. It was bizarre. No idea. No, all the animals were asleep. So bizarre. Have no idea how to explain that. At one time, that is so weird. There was, my wife and I were hanging out in the main level, and we heard what sounded like somebody taking like a bed full of sheets and just dropping them off the upper level onto the ground. Don't know what that signifies. It was just weird. There was one time that I was doing dishes. My wife and kids were outside playing. I'm inside doing dishes, and all of a sudden, I told you my wife and kids like to come up behind me and just go, rah! I swear, like, it sounded like somebody had just peeked into the kitchen and did the rah! Right to me? And I'm like, ah, you guys didn't get me. You didn't scare me. And at the time, I had a camera in the kitchen. And the thing that's annoying is right when it happened, I clanked a pan, so you couldn't really hear it. And it was enough where I, like, in the camera on the video, I'm like, search, you can see me. I'm searching around for the sound. I have no idea what it was. So bizarre. So bizarre. So anyway, yeah, those are some of the crazy things that have gone on. Hopefully I didn't bore you too much with this episode. I know it's a little outside of the box, but it's kind of our old school format here on the show. Don't worry. Next week, we'll get back into the crazy headlines. Tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go through headlines, but we're going to because we're at the halfway point through the year. We're going to see what some of the top stories of the year so far are. And it's not what, like, the mainstream media is going to go with. It's what we say is some of the best storylines from this year so far. Can't wait to get into that. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. You guys are amazing. You truly are. Hopefully I didn't bore you in this episode. It was different, and I kind of wanted to do it. And you guys, some of you requested this, and yeah, why not? Why not? Let's have some fun. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share it with your friend. Big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke, as well as Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.